Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Lang Maid Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang Maid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. And the Michigan Association of County Clerks met virtually yesterday to consider the ballot question to authorize the use of ranked choice voting in Michigan, according to Siskiyou County Clerk Jody Fetting. After consideration, the organization voted unanimously to oppose the ballot measure brought by Rank MI Vote that seeks to be on the statewide ballot in 2026. Michigan's county clerks have collectively dedicated their lives to public service and the pursuit of delivering safe, secure, and efficient elections for our residents, said MACC President Linda Tausma. As an organization, we rarely take positions on ballot questions, but we felt compelled in this case to urge voters to oppose this measure. The opposition to the resolution was passed by MACC cites concerns over the length of the ballot, conflicts with provisions of existing state and law and in the state constitution, increased voter confusion, concerns relating to complexity and timing of audits and recounts, and the inevitable delay in providing results to the public, which would be substantial. Michigan voters are used to knowing who won an election in a timely manner, so it is important to be able to report accurate, unofficial results on election night. And the proposed change would make determining a winner drastically longer under ranked choice voting, were the reasons outlined for the clerk's opposition. And Siskiyou County residents with past criminal convictions will soon have a choice to clear their records and open doors to jobs and housing opportunities. An expungement fair will be held on Saturday, November 1st, 2025, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Siskiyou County Courthouse. The event is hosted by Safe and Just Michigan, a Lansing-based nonprofit focused on reducing the harms of criminal legal system and promoting community safety. Eligible participants can meet with attorneys at no cost to help prepare their expungement applications. Attendees can also complete fingerprinting and obtain certified conviction copies, steps required for their court filings. Certain offenses remain ineligible for expungement, including repeat drunk driving offenses, crimes punishable by life sentences, serious injuries or death, traffic crimes, commercial driving offenses, felony domestic violence with prior DV convictions, and all out-of-state or federal convictions. Siskiyou County District Judge Jason E. Bitzer noted that the expungement process centers on rehabilitation. One bad decision can forever change a person's life, he said, adding that petitioners must demonstrate lasting positive change. For more information, residents may contact the Michigan Attorney General's Office, Expungement Assistance Section, through the state website or visit the courthouse during the event hours. And a man who reportedly jumped from the Zilwaukee Bridge on southbound I-75 Monday evening survived after swimming to shore. Authorities say a witness fishing near the bridge called for help after seeing the man leap into the Saginaw River. Emergency crews found him alert, conscious, and injured, but alive. Officials have not yet released his name or what led to the incident. If you or someone you know is struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, help is available. Call or text 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, free and confidential, 24 hours a day. And the Port Austin Village Council met Monday night with a full agenda, and much of the focus was on waterfront access, lease agreements, and the ongoing struggle with downtown parking. A key action item centered around the harbor were council members approved an amendment to the major lease agreement, a move they say is critical to keeping the marina running smoothly while protecting the village's interests. Parking and waterfront access also drew lengthy discussion, with both residents and officials weighing in on how to manage congestion near the waterfront and State Street. Concerns included parking near popular spots like the general store and making sure a public right-of-way along the water's edge remains open for everyone. Resident Mr. Johnson spoke on the importance of maintaining public access, calling a waterfront a community asset that should stay open and enjoyable for all. Other topics included boardwalk lighting and future beautification projects aimed at making the area safer and more welcoming at night. The meeting wrapped up with the plans to refer the parking ordinance issue to the Planning Commission for further review ahead of next year's tourism season. And we come back after this Amanda Lang-Made Farmers Insurance sponsor message. We'll get to our national and international news.
Looking for insurance that fits your life? Amanda Lang-Made with Farmers Insurance has you covered. Whether it's protecting your car, home, or business, Amanda will craft a plan tailored to your needs. She can even help with Aflac, Medicare, and commercial coverage, ensuring you're protected at every stage of life. With personalized service and expert advice, Amanda Lang-Made makes insurance simple and stress-free. Are you ready to get the coverage you deserve?
Hi, this is Amanda Lang-Made with Farmers Insurance. Call me today at 989-704-3409 and let's build a plan that fits your future.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Missouri has carried out its first execution of the year, putting to death a man convicted of killing a state trooper. Officials say the procedure was carried out without incident at the state penitentiary in Bonne Terre. The government denied last-minute clemency appeals. Critics of the death penalty gathered outside the prison to hold a vigil for the condemned man. Law enforcement groups praised the execution as justice served. Missouri now becomes the ninth state to resume executions this year. And in our international news, Argentina's economy continues to struggle as the U.S. conditions a $20 billion rescue package on upcoming election results. The agreement aims to stabilize Argentina's peso and curb inflation. President Trump indicated the deal depends on successful reforms by Buenos Aires. Market analysts worry the political uncertainty could delay relief efforts. Argentine officials insist they are meeting IMF transparency goals. Talks are scheduled to resume in Washington later this month. You can get the full news stories of your weather and obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Amanda Lang-Made Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Lang-Made in Sebring across from Luke's Market. My name's John Curdy for Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.